All right.
You're in for a treat here this morning. It is still morning. We're going to present a group that's performing. Well, Lee and Arvid have performed together since 1989, and they brought a couple of friends with them today. That would be... No. Yeah, they've been at this festival. They've graced us with their presence here for at least 5 years playing along. And down there on the big doghouse bass is Landon Walker. He'll be joining them today. Steve Pruitt on the mandolin. We have Arvid on that slip and slide. Nice.
Check.
And
check,
Lee Hunter,
check,
beautiful Lee, will be singing. Lee and Arvid have written songs, and they also feature original songs and traditional tunes from both sides of the Atlantic. Their music is a mixture of down-home, back porch, oh brother simplicity and world beat vibes. Everything is eclectic here at White Springs.
That's us.
That's
good,
right.
Thank you.
And as soon as the sound man gives us the high sign, we will introduce them and you'll give them a nice warm welcome. We like to let the sound man get the sound right because then you hear the true beauty of this group.
And what a darn fine job they do.
That's right. The Tamerlan. That's right. They are a treat and we're very pleased to have them here again today.
You know, it's a mystery of where their name came from. They didn't tell me. I asked them, and they let me know it was a mystery. They sort of just said, well, we just made it up. Yeah. So you might be able to get more of an answer from them if you talk to them personally.
I thought it was an interesting name and an interesting group. Tell you, Dirty Linen Magazine has described Lee and Arvid as captivating and one of the best kept secrets in America. Please give a nice warm welcome to Tamerlan.
Thank you. Thanks very much. We're going to start off with a tune from our latest CD. Has a little bit of history with things that are going on here. I learned this from Art Crummer. He actually taught me this song last year at the Florida Folk Festival, sitting in the campground. I made him teach me this song as soon as I heard it. And he apparently had learned it from Norman Blake, so I thought that was pretty cool. This is called The Last Battle. Yeah. To hear Norman Blake do it. Maybe he will. Maybe I'll ask him. I might just get the chance, yeah. Well, we have two very dear friends joining us on the stage today. Both of them have a long history with the Florida Folk Festival. Landon Walker here on bass. Please give him a big welcome. And Steve Pruitt on mandolin. Steve, didn't you play here when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Steve used to be, it was a duo, you and Mike Marshall, or?
No, I was back in the Chubby Anthony days.
This next tune kind of features Landon. This is called Wind Horses.
Winter,
quiet and peace. That song really was made for this gentleman here, Arvid Smith, on the 12-string guitar. I love this next song, so if you've seen us before over the weekend, I know you've heard it before, but I love it, so we're going to do it again. It's a song by a North Carolina songwriter named Malcolm Holcomb. It's called A Far Cry From Here. Thank you. love's hard for lending. Love only borrowed. But I believe in ways than these. To speak in the heart of the dear who has been spared. Innocence so near. Far cry from here. Because that's all we've got is one more. We could play forever, yeah. But Rob McDonald is up next, and I know that I'm excited about that. And I'm sure you are, too.
I want everybody to come out to the workshop tent at 1 o'clock and learn how to tune a 12-string guitar. I'll be
it's
there.
It's an hour-long workshop. They might get it tuned by the end.
Today's subject is the weather.
To make sure that Arvid's where he wants to be on this one.
I'm leading the workshop, at least I thought I was, until they said that you're there for the don't let this happen to you portion. That's right. Free of charge, you'll learn how to play this. Songs in the key of C.
Yeah, it was nice of me to let them know what we were playing. Everybody having a good weekend? I know we are. Thanks so much for listening. We have some CDs with us in the car. We also have CDs at the Friends of Florida folk booth. We also have some dirty laundry. Okay, this is a new song. It's called Claire de Lune's Summer.
Thank you.
years go by and life gets in the way. Just when you can tell yourself that everything's okay, the past slips in and steals all your comfort away. How that memory find me after all of this time, as I follow the retreat of spring up the mountain spine. And I'm wondering if you recall the color of that sky, or how it all was changed that summer we said goodbye. Do you still dream of a Colorado morning when I still see it in the corners of your smile? Could it be my love will find you without a warning? We'll go back to Colorado for a while. It was clear to lose summer. It's what you call the bed. Sweet, easy days and nights we'll never see again. But then you swore to me your heart had been misspent. I knew it wasn't true, that's not what you meant. But in the end, it was the thing that drove you away. Do you still dream of a Colorado morning? Do you believe that we are closer than we seem? Could it be? Sometimes the life we want is not the one we choose. I could write you a letter. What good would that do to say I'm thinking of a tune and a certain shade of blue?
Thanks very much.
Song written by Lee Hunter, our leader, our fearless leader.